We are joined now by Mr. David Chadwick, and well, I mean, where do we start, Chad? I mean, what's your assessment of that game? That's not too broad a question.
I think, obviously, I'm just going off quick time. I thought we started slightly slow in the first 10 minutes.
Yep.
But then we got an ascendancy. When they scored, it was slap marking, switched off. But then we reacted really well to that, and we took the game to them, and we fully deserved the equaliser. We were on top, and then the referees give us sending off. Now,
you were stood just in front of that as well, wasn't you?
Yeah, well, I was watching the ball. The referee, I pulled the referee at half-time, I went into his room, and he said the lad was rugby tackling to the ground. He was shaking him off, and he's caught him with the elbow. He said there was no choice. So I'll actually see it again.
Rugby tackle to the ground.
Yeah, there's six. That's why there's six got booked, because he was rugby tackling him to the ground.
So what does Willoughby do in that situation?
Willoughby should just probably lie down and play dead or something.
That's interesting. I mean,
if he's gone with an elbow, I'm not having it was intentional, because he's not that kind of person. He's wriggling off to
because
he took the quick free kick.
Yeah.
He took the quick free kick to go.
Definitely.
He slowed him down. He's chucking him off, and if he's caught him, he's caught him. Like I said, I'll have to see that again.
I mean, the second half comes. We are down to 10 men. You've got a few choices to make. Perrin comes on, I'm assuming. Carnell's
calf had gone, I think, after about half an hour. And so then Harry Winter's back had gone as well at half-time.
That's your engine room gone.
Yeah, so I'd lost my engine. I mean, I'm not making excuses, to be honest. We switched off for the set piece again, and it was a free header, and then it was a free tapping. That's not good enough. Because we contained them second half, because they couldn't break us down. They didn't break us down all game. They were relying on the set piece of the two big lads.
But we knew that we all knew we were going to come that way. But
we set up second half to try and get the big guy on and keep it into his feet, and then get the pace up to join him. But then obviously they scored the set piece. You've got to try and force it more then. But again, they still didn't really trouble us. But you get another one sent off. You're down to eight again. That was just tired and an injury. I was late. He was just slow to the tackle. Mm. Now, the referee can use his brains on that one and just say, look, Joe, just be careful. He's made two fouls all game, he's given two yellow cards.
I mean, I'll say this so you don't get in trouble. He's another referee who's very quick with his cards, and that's what happened there. I think the Samoa's one is a bit more clear-cut.
That's just a young...
That's childish.
A young lad which costs you a player and costs your teammates.
I do have to say, though, in Samoa's, if I could say something positive about Samoa's introduction to the game, he did give us a bit of bite and a bit of tenacity that we were missing.
He did well, but he's got to learn them things. He's got to learn quickly. He's a young lad, and he was frustrated. Not as frustrated as some, but he's got to do it in a different way. Do it by rattling the back of the net. You know, it's...
Upping his work rate.
Yeah, yeah.
Pressing his opponent. These are the ways you get rid of your frustrations.
Leave one in on somebody in there.
Yeah.
Don't be kicking the ball away like that. You know, it's a bit petulant, isn't it? But, you know, he's a young lad, he's learning. You know, I'm not going to crucify that, because he's a talent, he's a little young talent, and he'll learn from that. You know, and I'll speak to him on Tuesday, but he's, you know, it's one of them. Now, we just...
Where do we go?
we go to Glossop and win. And we show the first half performance there for me. We had the tempo, we had the ascendancy in the game. You know, we still weren't creating enough, don't get me wrong. But you could see it coming. You could see him building it to me.
I'd just like to mention the two opportunities in the second half, right at the death, where there was a penalty shout.
And
it was a penalty shout. And there was also, and I'm dying to, I can't wait to see this back on FCTV.
Handball.
I'm pretty sure there was a handball on the line where he basically saved it.
And I didn't see that.
I know, because there was a melee, but I think he did save it with his hands. And that's why Samoa's got booked in the first instance for mouthing off for the penalty. I mean, I don't know what to say about this, because it's basically, we could talk about various players and that kind of thing. But the whole thing's been overshadowed by the way the Whitten come off at the end. It's like, oh, it's so mixed emotions. I don't know how to.
You know, there's emotion everywhere, but you've got to hold, you know, have a bit of respect as well. And that's why I was over there pushing them out of the way. Just go away. Yeah, the people are upset in front of you, goading them a bit. Just use your brains. You've won. Just go nicely. Mm. No, don't be doing that. It's petulance, isn't it? It's kid stuff, you know. And you don't need it. You don't need it. You know, they're creating an atmosphere like that.
It winds situations up.
Yeah, it does. It does. But you know, that's
what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got a big job on your hands now over the next few days. I mean, that's. It's not just a defeat, it's the nature of the way the game actually ends and all that. I mean, there must be so many emotions flying around at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, how do we pick this up now?
No, we go and take a reaction. You know, to me, we didn't deserve to lose that game. With 11, 10 and 9 men, we did not deserve to lose that game. They didn't cause us any issues apart from hustle and bustle, trying to pick up the second balls and set pieces.
I feel, so, though, David, that... I didn't feel we created enough neither.
No, we didn't. No, definitely. That's
more
right.
So in our tempo as opposed to our style of play. Because if the tempo was higher, especially in the midfield areas, I feel that we'd have won a lot more second ball. Mm. You know,
I think we lost a lot of second ball, especially around the core of the actual the pitch.
Well, the seven was just picking the ball up, you know, at will.
Well, McKenna, We knew what the game plan was. It was going to be Hopley and Jones and McKenna and Fowler picking up the pieces.
Yeah.
And that's what
they
did.
That's what they did. Yeah, so, I don't know what to say to you, to be honest, Chaddy. I mean, it's a bit...
Pick yourself up, dust yourself off and go
up,
again.
We're ready to go. I've just had a good chat. You know, the lads are gutted in there, and there's a bit of passion being shown right now in there, which I want to see. You know, I want to see people upset that you get beat and not people sat there telling me what they're doing tonight and laughing and joking, you know, because that hurts me more than getting beat. I'll be hurting for days here because I'm a winner and I want winners on that pitch. Oh. And you know, I'll create winners around that pitch if I have to.
And just to add, we talked about the injuries there. You've got injuries and suspensions now to deal with.
Yes.
Firstly, what lineup are you going with Glossop? Are you going to go for it, or are you going to give some of the fringe players a chance?
I'm going to win. I'm going to play my strongest team and win.
And for next week, it's back here at Broadhurst Park. And
yes,
what's your message to your dressing room for that game against Arlo?
Let's get through Tuesday first, and let's put a performance on there that'll give the lads confidence and kick on into Saturday. You know, we've got a game before that, 90 minutes. A lot can happen in 90 minutes. So we take it there, we're positive, we get on the ball and we make things happen, and we'll take that into Saturday's game.